Quinn Preston almost choked on her Alabama slammer when her friend elbowed her in the ribs.
Ugh.
She saved her drink before it could spill all over her ugly bridesmaid dress. Yeah, that would have been a shame, to ruin such a nice, frumpy, pukey pink taffeta dress. One the bride had said she would be able to wear in the future. Like to a cocktail party. Or maybe her own funeral. Yeah, right. No one in their right mind would want to get caught dead in this thing. Ruining the dress wouldn't have been a loss, but losing her drink would have. She was drinking slammers for a reason. To get good and drunk.
Lana nudged her again.
You see that?
She nodded her head toward the back of the room.
What?
Quinn really didn't care what Lana was excited about. She just wanted to get this day over with. She was tired of watching the happy couple. She was tired of pasting on a plastic smile for the photographer, and she was really tired of listening to the sappy congratulations. All things she might never have. The wedding, the husband, the bridal bliss. Something her parents never failed to remind her, especially now that she was in her early 30s. And single. Again.
Not what? Who?
Huh? She sucked on the dainty little straw the bartender had put in her drink. Hardly anything would come out of it. Maybe it was designed just for stirring. She pulled it out and threw it onto the bar. She really needed one of those giant straws that came in those fancy frozen drinks.
Him, over there.
Lana grabbed Quinn by the shoulders and turned her around to face whatever had caught her friend's attention.
Oh, him.
She took a deep draw of the punch-like drink. Only there wasn't a bit of punch in it. Not the fruit kind, anyway.
Yeah, him.
Lana dragged out him like she was sucking on a maraschino cherry and enjoying the sweetness on her tongue. Quinn didn't even take a good look. The potent drink in her hands was all the company she needed. She smiled into her glass. It was the best date she'd had in a while. Another pink taffeta blur whirled up to them out of breath.
Geez, Louise, did you see that hunk of man meat?
Paula, another victim of the wedding fashion nightmare, was flushed and had a bead of sweat running down her chipmunk-like cheeks.
Do you think he's single?
Quinn raised one shoulder in a half shrug and turned back to the bar. It was bad enough when the three of them had to stand next to each other at the altar, then throughout the grueling pictures, followed by having to sit beside each other at the head table. All in that awful pink froth.